You only keep the right rear window on.
Well, I don't know too much of interest, but the first day I went to school, I was not quite five because my birthday was in December. And I suppose one of my great aunts walked me to school and showed me the way that I should walk home. But when school was out, I couldn't, nothing looked familiar. So I started to walk and then I thought, oh, I don't even know where I'm going. So I went back to the school and sat down and waited. I figured somebody would come in for me eventually. And eventually they did, but I didn't come home. I came back. They said, oh, we were worried about you. And I said, well, I didn't know where to go, so I thought I'd best sit. At least you knew I had been to school. Was at school. They said that was very smart for me to do that. I could have gotten really lost. And let's see. While I lived in Oklahoma City, my parents did a lot of things to earn a living because it was in the Depression that we're all living. Depression in the U.S. I don't know if it was all over the world, but my mother worked in the bank, and my father did a variety of things. I remember one thing he did was operate a road grader. I can't imagine him doing that, but that's what they said.
Well, what is that?
A road grader, you know, where you dig holes and then spread it out. He is not mechanically minded. Can't imagine him doing that, but maybe when you're desperate, you learn to do all kinds of things. And let's see. Well, my mother did not believe in changing schools, so after I got started in the second grade, my parents moved across town, and I had to take the bus by our house and then go down to the car barn or terminal or whatever you'd know it by and transfer to another bus and take that bus to the school. And I can't imagine nowadays letting a 7-year-old go anywhere alone.
Right.
But my mother didn't seem to have any fear, and she knew I would do what I was supposed to, so I didn't, hear from what she wanted me to do, so.
Mother?
Yeah?
Now, doesn't one of Russ and Katie's kids live on this lake?
The youngest boy, Jeff.
Jeff? Is that Jeff?
Yeah. He works in Logan, I think.
So what were your classes like?
I don't remember hardly anything about the classes, but when I was in first grade, my grandmother used to come, that lived in Texas, used to come and spend the winters in Oklahoma City with us, and she taught me to read, and she also taught me to very meticulously keep my drawer straight. I had to keep the socks together and the underwear together or whatever else. And I do that to this day. I can't stand sometimes in neat piles. And she's part of the trouble I have is because I'm very conscientious and do just what I'm told to do because of her, I'm sure.
And which side of the family was this?
This is my dad's grandmother, or my dad's mother.
And your great aunt, was that also on your dad's side? That was your mom's side?
I had two great aunts that lived together, and their names were Turner. And I think my one grandmother married a Dr. Turner. I think they both were Turners, but one was a maiden name. She had been married, but she got divorced after a very short time and took back her maiden name. Anyway, the other thing I recall is when I was a little bit younger, my mother used to, if she needed to go shopping, she would just sit me on a counter and ask the clerk to keep an eye on me so that nobody took me. And I just sat there the whole time she was shopping.
She didn't want you walking with her?
I guess not. I guess she figured she could be quicker if I wasn't with her. And so, I was probably, somebody could do the same thing. Well, it's just like last night. They said, now wait here by this escalator in case Holly comes down. And so I walked to the other side of the terminal, you know, it's back and forth, but I didn't dare leave it because I thought somebody would come and I wouldn't be there. And then it would cause a lot more trouble, so I can't remember anything else right now.
Was it a big city when you were living there, or was it smaller?
Well, it was a lot bigger than Buffalo, where I was born. That was very small. I doubt if it had changed much since I lived there. And my husband, Papa Cyril, took me there after we had been back east on a trip. This was, you know, I didn't know anybody there or anything. But and it was, you know, pretty sweet. It was pretty little, and he made fun of it. And so then I said, as if Paris, Idaho is any bigger. It's no bigger than Buffalo, I'm sure. But there was one thing I could tell you that was really fun. We went there to visit every once in a while, not too often, but from Oklahoma City, it was, you know, several hours there. It was out, not quite in the panhandle, but almost in the panhandle.
Yeah.
And so I loved to go there in the fall because they'd be harvesting the wheat. And they'd let us ride in the big dump trucks that carried it to the silo for storage. And we could bury ourselves in it and chew it. I don't know if you've ever chewed wheat. It makes pretty good gum if you haven't done that. It sticks together and so on. So anyway,
well,
I like doing that.
Sweet, was it?
No. It was just like wheat. I mean, it didn't have much taste. But we didn't have any gum like you took out of the package, so we always chewed the wheat. And the other thing that was fun is when we'd come there, they always had a calf in the near the house in its own little pen. And we used to like to try to ride the calf.
Who would you go and visit?
Yeah, we went several times a year.
It was this
my mother's oldest sister.
Okay.
They're the ones that had the farm, and I didn't know this, but they rented the farm. It wasn't even theirs. And then when the Dust Bowl came, you've probably heard of the Dust Bowl, they left. It was one of the Okies that left, and they went to California, up north of San Francisco, and they did fairly well there. But as my aunt said, it all came too late. Her kids were all grown, and she wasn't interested anymore in having a nice home. Or, I mean, she wanted it, couldn't have it. Her husband was an alcoholic, I guess. At least he always was drinking. So whenever he got paid any money, he usually drank most of it up. So they never had much. They had seven children. And but when I'd go there to visit, we'd like to ride the calf, and usually get bucked off. And that was okay. That was part of the game, see how long you could stay on it. And the other thing we do is, I had this brother that was just older than my mother, was married and had three kids. They were all older than I was. The youngest was about a year and a half older, wasn't too bad. And then he was killed in the early 30s. And he was, a young man. No. Yes, he was. Well, before he was killed, his wife died. when they had their third little baby. And he lived with them, but his mother died. So then, after a few years, he had a housekeeper, and he married her. And she had five children. And the youngest one was about 2 years younger than I was. She was quite heavy set. She loved to come and play with Dorothy Lee and I. And Dorothy would tolerate her only because she was pretty gullible and she could be teased. And so when Dorothy got tired of having her around, we would play follow the leader. There'd be this big columbine, which is where they put the wheat in and grinds it up. Or maybe they put what they cut and it gets rid of the husks. I don't remember, but it had something to do with harvesting the wheat. And she would purposely, you know, she and Dorothy was always the leader, and I was in the middle, and then Dorothy Lee, and then Virginia Lee. And so for a while, she would go places where Virginia Lee could go too. And then when she got tired of having her, we'd go to places in the columbine where she couldn't get through. She would be too heavy, no fat. And she'd get stuck, and she'd say, I can't, wait a minute. Dorothy would say, too bad. Yeah. And away we would go. And I followed her and did what she said. And anyway, when we went back to Buffalo this time, Papa took me, we found that she still lived there. And so we went to where she worked. Virginia Lee. No, Dorothy moved out with her parents to the West. She was married out there, but she had nothing to do with Buffalo. But anyway, Virginia Lee and we visited for a while, and I said, I need to apologize to you. I said, years ago, when we used to play hide and seek, and Dorothy would go places that she and I could go, but you couldn't go. And it's haunted me all my life that we would be so mean to you. She said, I don't even remember doing it. And there I worried all those years.
Aww.
But then I was glad she didn't have bad, you know, feelings for us. But she had gotten married, and she lived on had a ranch up in Kansas. And her husband died, so she came back to Buffalo. And I can't remember what she did, but she had a job there for the city, I think. And anyway, I used to think it was fun to go out there. They lived in the city of Buffalo, which didn't amount to a hill of beans probably, but it was more than the country had than where Dorothy Lee lived. And sometimes they had a hydrant that was on an acre that they raised corn, I think, but maybe it was wheat, I don't know. Anyway, we'd always go there and turn it on and play in the water, you know, have showers and squirt each other. And this one day that we went and the water wouldn't turn on. So we stood there and yelled, turn on the water, as loud as we could yell, hoping somebody in the city would hear us and do it. Which of course they wouldn't, but we didn't know. And I did all these things before I was 8, because I moved when I was 8.
So why did you move?
Well, my dad got a chance to work for an insurance agency. And be the manager of it. One of my mother's distant cousins owned it, and plus one in Phoenix, and he wanted to live only in Phoenix. He'd have to keep coming up and checking on it. So he offered my dad the job of running it with the option to buy it if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they did until the day he died. I think he had sold it just about 3 months before he died. He was still in the service. And while he was in the service, my mother ran the insurance office. And my dad was kind of a pushover with the agents. They'd say, oh, we need to, things are so expensive. We can't pay for our insurance now. We'll pay later. So my dad would say, sure, sure. And so he had a lot of outstanding bills. You know, the agents owed him a lot. When he went into service and my mother was running it, she said, you have to pay your bill, at least what I get, what I have to pay the insurance. And if you don't want to make any money, that's fine. I have to have that much. And so she wouldn't take their new policies without something on that premium. And so she had quite a bit of, she had been very successful while he was gone, just simply because she collected what was owed them.
What kind of clients did they have?
Well, people that want to have life insurance or health insurance, hospital insurance. Those are the kind of things that they sold. And I think the agents through other companies could do fire insurance or automobile insurance, those kind of things.
So does your dad want you to go into business so you could help out?
Well, I worked there all the time doing, as I say, the jobs that nobody else wanted. And after I went to school, now see, I went to Westminster because he was on the board of directors. Took 2 years of high school, and it's moved out. No cars there. My goodness. Now I don't even know what I was talking about.
Westminster. Did you have to pay tuition?
Oh, yeah. But it was much compared to nowadays. It's a very expensive school now. It's private. But anyway, I wanted to go into business. I knew that. And they had not a single business class at that school. So for 2 years, I just took, you know, things like history and English and math, things that you had to have to graduate, but it didn't help me as far as business goes.
And Katie lives down there.
Just not yet.